again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Thomas, and welcome to the debut episode of...
Oh my God!
And sitting next to me, as always, is my brother from the same mother and father, my good brother. Sup, El?
Hey, Tom. Welcome, everybody, to the inaugural first episode of Oh My God. That's right, guys. We've talked about it. We've talked about it on our socials. We've talked about it on our regular shows. It's now happening right now.
And for those of you who don't know what Oh My God is simply Alan and I with our personal selection of the most hardcore, extreme, and brutal professional wrestling matches from across the world. We're talking about matches from the early 1980s all the way up to current day 2000s. And today in this first episode, we'll be going back and watching two of our very first choices. My very first one is where it all started, guys. I'm talking about the IWA King of the Deathmatch Finals from 1995 as Cactus Jack took on Terry Funk in an exploding C4 barbed wired rope match. And Alan, what are we doing for your choice?
We're going back in 2001. This is just after WCW had just closed their doors and Shane McMahon had just signed up to become the new WCW owner against Vince McMahon. He brought it under him during the WrestleMania. This is the King of the Ring, and we're going to see Kurt Angle. This is his third match for the night.
Yep.
And he is going against Shane McMahon. And this is a full-on street fight match. This match is absolutely brutal. It's one of my faves.
Yeah, definitely. These two matches are ones... I wanted to kick it off with something that was quite hardcore. Going to Japan, they've always done crazy shit. And I kind of thought you would choose this one, because this was one that we actually watched live, mm-hmm. About 18 years ago when this event took place.
Yep.
So if you guys are going to be syncing up and watching along with us, what I want you to do is jump onto YouTube, type in the Cactus Jack Terry Funk barbed wide C4 exploding match. I think it's the very first choice. Goes for about 14 minutes, 59. So we're about to hit play now. So if you're on your laptop, really go on really quickly. Go and check it out. We're about to hit play for our very first match of what will be a fantastic series that we're bringing forward with Oh My God. That'll go all the way to the end of this year. So here is our very first match, Cactus Jack and Terry Funk. Look at that tournament.
Wow,
and I would actually like to do this tournament maybe in a whole thing, because there's some other matches on the card that were just simply brutal.
Look at the ring. Man, that's just mental.
So if you're watching us with this, they're showing us the ring with no ropes,
yep.
Barbed wired all the way around, and here comes Terry Funk, who's actually competing in the final match.
With Cactus Jack. And it's just
absolutely brutal.
Look at these guys, walking around, checking everything. My God. You can already tell they've already had a pretty busy night, because this was a tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah. Tournament final, so this would have been the third match of the night.
Yep.
So what's his name?
Look at Funk, he's already busted wide open.
Well, the shirt, that was white when the show would have started.
Again, it's Terry Funk, so here we go, guys, they are off and racing.
So Terry likes to, this is almost starts like a mixed martial arts fight, quick jabs, get the punches in there.
Just fighting.
That was Terry's style, those quick, boxing style stands.
I'm just going to fight you as much as I can. There's Cactus using the forearm shots. Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, no. He stopped himself. I'm smart. And you, Cactus.
And this also was talked about kind of briefly in the Beyond the Mat documentary movie that we've also covered in long form, guys, in our TBK vault.
Yep.
One of our film companions that we did last year, where both these guys sat down and talked about this match and
mm-hmm.
how, what is it? The more pain you give to each other, the better friends you get when you get more money.
Yeah, so. And the more money you make. Here we go. Neck breaker. Oh, look at that shot there of just a bundle of...
Boards of barbed wire.
Boards of barbed wire. Here we go. Against... smart.
Yeah. Just.
Just.
Also, too, what Mick Foley was saying, if you are watching this with full sound, is that at the 10-minute mark, the bombs would go off. So they were limited to how long they had to compete and get the win before getting blown
up. That's unbelievable. Yeah.
So there's around the ring, there's the C4 bombs.
Look at that, he's asking.
It's a time bomb. It would go off within 10 minutes. So there's a clock that's ticking down.
Jesus.
That they've got to do. Get the win and get out of there.
Terry Funk just moving the middle of that board.
In the center of the ring.
And these two here we go. Tie up again.
So I might actually load up the tournament and let's see who else competed. Oh. And who did Mick... actually
Oh, he's going to put his head against it. His arm's on it. All right, his head's... Okay, he's cheese grating it.
Yeah, pokey.
Pokey. And his bandage. Mm-hmm. His bandage got caught. Oh, my God, man. His hair was stuck in it. Yes, the referee checking up on Terry Funk. That's the bandage hanging off his ear. He's got a man bun thing going on there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So crazy to think that this event had 26,000 people watching it live.
Wow.
26,757 in the largest crowd.
Suplex.
For an IW Japan show.
Oh, no.
He just pushed him back with his hair. Hair was stuck.
Yep. And on his ass.
Yep.
Puncture right there. Oh, my God. Oh, watch out. Watch your step there.
So the match is Tiger Jet Singh defeated Mr. Gazuki in a barbed wire board chain match in the quarterfinal. Terry Funk defeated Leatherface, also in a barbed wire board chain match. Cactus Jack defeated Terry Gordy in a barbed wire baseball bat and thumbtack match. Soji.
Tom, he fell.
There's the bomb.
And then it went off. So it was also motionless.
And there's fire, look.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So there's time bomb itself that's going to go off, but there's C4s around the ring that would blow up on impact if you stood on
them. Any pressure onto the body.
Yeah.
All right, we go pin 1, 2, kick out 2.
Then Terry Funk defeated Jet Singh in 6 minutes to get to the final, and Cactus defeated Soji Yamamati in a barbed wire board spike nail match in 9 minutes 50.
Christ almighty. Yeah. Here we go.
And to think on this same card, the NWA's World Heavyweight Championship was defended.
Who was that?
That was Dan Severn. Oh, he was champion.
Man with the most lethalist mustache.
He defeated Tazin Goto by technical knockout. In 11 minutes to retain the world. Oh, the eye.
He knocked that motherfucker out.
And that was a match just before this.
Oh,
so they would have unhooked all the ropes, took the turnbuckle pads off,
yeah,
and put barbed wire through it all.
What's he doing? Pole driver?
Oh, spike.
Oh, no, he's got a butterfly.
He's doing his own DDT.
Oh, it's a lift. Oh, onto the barbed wire. Oh, yeah.
Look at the eye.
Funker's eye. I don't know if that's the top of his
eye. The ropes.
You can't bounce off that, Mick. What are you doing? The arm. His arm is...
Yeah, he's wrapped up in there.
He's wrapped up. And that's spiky, too. That's very spiky. Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, barbed wire is not for, it's for keeping people from getting into something.
It keeps you...
You can't get out of this one.
Yeah, that's right.
You're stuck in there.
Oh, headbutt right there. That bandage is just dangling off Funker's face.
Another board. He's got another board. This brings us back to our one night stand wrestling companion that we did.
My eye. Forever.
Here we go. Watch this. Watch this. The flip.
Jesus.
So we've had 2 C4 explosives already on the boards with Terry going through. Delicious. I love it.
This is
wrestling.
Is that Mick's arm?
Yeah, no, it's his bandage.
That's his bandage because it looks like a lot of skin.
Yeah, he lost some skin on his forearm from the previous match with the spike. He got spiked.
Oh, pole driver.
On the boards.
On the boards. Bit of piercing in the skull. Nothing wrong with a pierced skull.
Yeah,
bring it on.
That's a typical Saturday night.
That's a typical Saturday night. Where was this again?
This is in Japan.
Yep,
Watch this. And the board breaks too. And that would have hurt Terry.
Yeah, I was going to say, Terry's shirt has now been ripped to shreds. And then, look, Mick's arm is bleeding hard there.
His forearm. That's his bicep.
Yep, so you get...
His hair. The hair on the...
Yeah,
it's like chain barbed wire.
Yep.
Like it's loosely hanging.
Yeah. Oh, those punches. Oh, here we go. The Funker punches. Here we go.
In doing research for this too, guys, Japan has so many hardcore style matches.
Mm.
Like piranhas, time bombs, swords. They use swords out.
Swords!
They use swords in their wrestling.
Yes, they do. Of course they do.
The death matches, man.
That's why they call it the death match.
But this isn't the classic... Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
This isn't the classic, Madison Square Garden...
Bruno Sammartino and Larry Zbysko.
Just having a technical one-on-one matchup. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan's. Bruno Sammartino's.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, if you're going to think about Hulk Hogan doing a technical wrestle match, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Bob Backlund, Bret Hart, and you've got this stuff going on.
What's going on over there?
Oh. So the thing, this is... Whoa, shit. That hit the person.
No, that's...
Was it someone interfering? Yeah, no, it was Cactus. Cactus. That was a person coming in.
Cactus went out of the ring... Funker picked up the board and threw it at Cactus.
Launched it. You got some good air time.
What's that?
There a pot? It's a brick. It's a brick, Al.
It's a brick.
It's a brick. It's like a cement block.
Yep. It's not going to shatter over you. Oh, dropping an elbow.
So to think at the same time period, you had In Your House WWF Diesel, Sid, and Bret Hart were happening in
oh
America.
Oh my God, there we go.
And Hulk Hogan was in WCW.
Yeah, he just signed up.
Flair and all those guys.
American Maine!
And then over there in Japan, you've got people just ripping each other to threads.
Mm-hmm.
Shreds too. Shredding.
The referee's trying to get him in the ring.
Well, the timer's ticking down. They haven't got, they've probably got about 3 or 4
minutes. Oh, jeez!
Jesus, into the audience there. Yeah.
Funk is just loving this. He's got, look at those guys in the front there. They're having a great time.
Wow.
Because, again, very much...
just crazy. Wrestling, crazy stuff.
Wrestling in Japan is a very different from down here in Australia and anywhere in Europe or America. Look at these vicious haymakers from Terry Funk. Oh, he's going for the twisted toe lock here. Cactus is going to tap.
Snap his ankle.
And he's going to snap it off.
This is wrestling.
Punches who's him in the head.
Who's that coming in?
We've got someone coming into the ring.
That's is one of the fellas from earlier. I forgot his name, actually.
Maybe that's a big dude. Oh, he's got a sword!
Ah!
Wait, I think it's a sword.
Is it a sword? It's
a pipe or something. He's trying to cut off Terry Funk's head.
What the...
That's right, I never thought I would say that.
It is a...
That's sword!
That is... What the... Is a sword, though.
Yep.
But he's hitting him with a hand.
Who is that dude?
I think it's Jet Singh. I think it's Tiger Jet Singh.
Shit. Oh, hang on. Oh my God!
Good Lord! Look, he's pulling it.
My hair!
Yeah, it's Tiger Jet Singh because Terry defeated him earlier in the night
with a sword.
Neckbreaker. Count it.
That's here it. Go. Good night. 1, 2, 3.
No, what? He kicked out.
Oh, you middle-aged crazy bastard! You. What are you doing? Butterfly DDT.
Here we go.
That's it. Good night.
Take it home, Mick.
1, 2.
What?
What did he call that? Was it Truth and Consequences?
The DDT.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
That was Cactus. I remember seeing him. Oh, another one.
Now he's going outside the ring, though.
Where's the ref gone?
I think it's the bomb, isn't it?
5.
The bomb.
Oh, shit.
Ah, look at... Jesus. Fireworks going around, too.
Yeah, okay. I was hoping
you're shooting something for him to blow up.
I was like, waiting for like something.
It was more like pyro.
It was like boom. Yeah, what happened?
I think it came from the turnbuckles.
Yeah, it was just like the Undertaker coming out or Kane doing his pyro. Sorry, I was a little bit.
That's all right, Al. That's all right.
I was hoping for Kane
just to blow.
You know, waiting for a fully grown man. Oh, Tom.
Oh, there's the C4. Now that's been shown a lot. That clip.
That was also in
Beyond the mat. Look at that. Face. It does look like the movie skin, ends, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is how the movie ends with them going ha ha. You hear a lot of Cactus's noises that he would make.
But see, you know what I love? Listen to the Japanese audience, silent.
Yeah,
they just watching it for the Americans would be chanting and throwing signs.
Yeah, again, this was very much a Western story. Oh,
fingers!
I've lost my finger.
Look at his hand.
I've got a ladder. Why do we need a ladder, Cactus?
Ladder war. Why do you need a ladder?
Why do you need a ladder in a C4 barbed wire rope match with explosions?
Look out.
Conk!
Jesus. Oh, the roll.
Oh. Hang on, did he fall onto the bar?
No, just near it.
Oh.
Oh, on the knees.
Cactus.
That's why he got bad knees there, Terry.
Yeah, but he also Cactus suplexed the ladder.
Yeah.
That's right. One. Where's the ref? 1, 2.
No.
His foot's caught on the ladder.
Good Lord.
Funk is hurt.
Wow.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
To think back that the World Wrestling Federation is getting on TV, you know, in your house,
mm-hmm.
WCW signing Hogan doing big things, what, Bash at the Beach?
Yep.
And then you've just got this over-the-top stuff in Japan.
Over here.
But it appealed to an audience, though. ECW was starting off here. They were doing, Hardcore Heaven was happening in 95. Then they did a number of shows in 95, but... Terry wouldn't win the title till 97.
Cactus. Jesus. He's bleeding.
For God's sake, look at those eyes.
Oh. Top of the ladder with an elbow drop. 1, 2. A kick out.
No. I don't think Terry's even attempted one pinfall yet on Mick.
No.
No.
He did try the ankle spinning toe hold.
What's he doing now? Look at that. He can't even see his eyes.
Yep. Just see beard.
Shooting star, do it. Do it, man.
If we're lucky enough, he might do a cannonball roll. Okay, but I don't think we're going to see any.
Oh shit! Terry just pushed the ladder, sending Mick under the ropes.
Now that's what makes me think that mean to, or did he just fall backwards?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is the end of the.
But wait,
the movie.
But look, but Mick's still crawling though.
What?
Terry's too hurt.
One, two.
He gets it.
Then he kicked out.
Wait. Did he kick out at the three or?
I don't. No, there's the ding. That's it. Ding.
Yeah.
And that's it. Oh my God.
Well, guys, comments, L.
That was fantastic. First time I've actually seen that.
From start to finish.
Really good match.
And that would lead, you know, Terry Funk and Cactus would have multiple matches. I think they had another hardcore one on Monday Night Raw, but not as bad as that.
Yeah.
They did have I think it was just Mick Foley, Mick Foley versus Terry Funk on Raw, which featured a dumpster spot and things like that.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Wow. Absolutely crazy. All right, guys, before we go into our next matchup that we're going to watch, I want to give a great shout out to an awesome podcast. These guys rock out with your things there. So give these guys a listen.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Adam.
And we encourage you to come listen to a very special program.
A podcast, unlike anything you've heard before. Right, Brian?
What? No, dude. Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
What's our show about?
We talk about comedy,
sports,
science,
topical news,
meat hunting,
music,
podcasting,
Matthew McConaughey,
vision,
health and fitness,
horse cocks,
technical difficulties,
buffaloes,
popular culture,
maybe a little too much about the Asians.
Aw, your army's so cute and tiny. Roger. Edits. Check us out on Twitter at EHAP Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or through our website, www.ehappodcast.com. Contact us directly through ehappodcast@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on YouTube under EHAP Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Grindr.
Really? We're on Facebook?
I think so.
All right, guys. Match number two. This is Alan's choice.
Number two.
We're going again all the way back. We're going back 18 years to King of the Ring 2001. As Alan said, Kurt Angle had three matches. His first two were a part of the King of the Ring tournament, which he lost. He won his first. We're going to beat Christian. And lost to Edge in the semifinal.
On this day, I see clearly.
We've got our street fight.
Yep.
This is a pretty good one, guys. It goes for 33 minutes, 12 seconds. Again, if you want to watch this on Daily Motion or on YouTube, type in Shane McMahon versus Kurt Angle Street Fight.
Well, this is also on the network as well.
Yeah, if you don't have a script, you can check it out there. I think it's like the midway through the show.
And here we go, guys. It's Kurt Angle. It's Shane McMahon, the owner.
Yeah.
Of the newly formed
WCW. So the invasion was starting. So the King of the Ring, this was, I think, June.
It started tonight. The invasion started tonight with somebody at the end of the night with Chris Benoit,
the main event.
Chris Jericho, and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, Booker T, eh?
Yep.
Five time.
Breaking the hand.
Yeah.
Of
coming in and slamming Stone Cold and that to apologize to him backstage.
Yeah. Broke his hand.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Sorry. And here we go.
So if you'll see how the promo kicks off, so Kurt's got his medals back because he was feuding against Chris Benoit.
Yes.
And Benoit took his medals. And so Kurt was doing a special, I've got my, you know, my medals back, let's celebrate that. And Shane comes and interferes. That was Lance Storm when he actually attacked, I think it was Blackman or Elsinore with a super kick.
Then we got, oh, good Lord above.
That was Test and Rhino, I think, for the hardcore title.
Yep. And Stacey Kibler coming out, showing out what...
This is interesting because he's coming out and he's saying that he's making fun of Kurt, calling him Mussy.
Well, he was crying at the time.
Yeah.
But again, everyone back there was giving a...
But you could see the flip here because technically this was two heels in the ring.
Yes.
And he was making fun of Kurt.
Yes.
Kurt responded this way. Kurt's WWE, so let's like WWE guys. Let's hate Shane. So this is how they were slowly turning, you know, Kurt into the face.
Yeah. But again, but the crowd turned against... Kurt, because you know he's a brown noser.
Yeah,
and then here we got this new thing coming up with the horrible WCW logo that Shane.
It was limited to how long it went for. It only went for 4 months. The actual whole thing and all.
Yeah, they totally clustered
Survivor Series 2001. And the things that come out of it was what? They kept the world title, brought in Van Dam, Booker T, DDP.
Kurt Angle defected, Stone Cold defected, then came back. There's the WrestleMania against Vince McMahon.
That we've also covered in the... that we will be covering, actually, in April. If you listen to our last episode where we covered the Fastlane, we actually announced that in WrestleMania 17 we'll be doing.
Kendo stick to the face!
That was square to the face.
In the mush. Right in the mush.
So this is another event we've covered with a heel Shane.
Shane heel in this? Yeah. Would you see him as a heel?
Yeah, because WWE was bad.
Yeah, but I don't really say it because everyone's just like, Kurt Angle's an asshole.
But I think he's WWE, though, they like him. Shane's not WCW.
In a way, but I think at this time people were excited to
see. Neutral then, probably.
Yeah, well, they were very excited to see.
Well, Shane hadn't really done bad stuff yet. No. Like, he hadn't really formed with Steph yet, done the full invasion. Because the invasion happened like that just before invasion happened.
Yeah.
The ECW group joined it on the final roll before.
Now, this is an interesting thing. The giant set that's set up here for the 2001... King of the Ring.
Yep.
It's a giant electrical
chair. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yep.
I used to love the King of the Ring. Wish they could bring that back, but what did they do recently was...
They put it on SmackDown, didn't they?
No, wasn't there like the UK thing they did? It was that Worlds Collide. That was like a kind of King of the Ring that they did involving NXT, NXT UK, and 205 Live.
Yep.
That was won by The Dream.
Yeah, and he still hasn't announced what he's going to go for either, because you could go for all the...
No, he has. He took on Gargano. He won the North American title.
Oh, so that's what he went for.
Yeah, so what he did was he came... There was in the ring, there was an exchange between Ciampa and Galgano, both the UK... both the champion and the...
There you go. That makes sense.
North American champion. And he came out, walked past Ciampa and says, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
So Galgano and beat him.
Okay.
And the funny thing is they actually taped two of them. They taped two endings. They did one where Galgano won and kept the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And they did another one where Dream won. But then they did that whole thing of when they did the jump off of people kind of different brands, they thought, no, we'll go with the Dream one.
Now,
so
this is the thing here, guys, that I've read a lot about online with the explosion there.
Yep.
It becomes a, not the explosion, when Kurt Angle comes out.
Yep.
But it's a factor coming into this match later, coming up. Takedown by Kurt Angle. He is angry tonight. This is his third match.
Yeah, amateur wrestling. Yeah.
He lost his chance to win the King of the Ring.
Would have been back-to-back King of the Ring, too.
Yep. That's what he was gunning for. He beat Christian. He lost to Edge. Even at the beginning of the night, Shane speared Christian.
Yeah.
And gave Kurt Angle the win.
Yeah. To kind of give you, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, but it's like, no, he's actually making you having to compete again.
He wants him to be tired.
Yeah. And side note, guys, for those of you playing at home, this is also the first time that he's wrestled three times because he did it in TNAL as well. Yeah.
All right. What happened there?
There was a point where he had all the belts. Oh. He was the tag team champion.
Yeah.
He was the X Division champion, and he was the world champion.
Okay.
So he had to defend his tag belts.
Who was he tagged with?
Who was he teaming with at the time? I'm going to say Samoa Joe. They were made to team up together.
Okay.
He then also, he took on Jay Lethal for the X Division title, which he lost.
Oh, so he lost.
And then in the main event, he defended the world title against Abyss, which he retained.
Oh, okay.
But he lost everything else. Lost his tag belts. But
he kept these...
lost his X Division, but then, retained his world title.
Out wrestling the wrestling machine.
And then runs out of the ring.
What are you going to do? How dare you? How very dare you? So remember, guys, this is also a street fight.
Yeah.
It's no holds barred. Beat the shit out of you.
So pinfalls must be in the ring, but it's anything goes. So if it was a hardcore match, it would be pinfalls anywhere, no holds barred. Same thing as a street fight.
Yep.
Pinfalls must be in the ring.
So Kurt Angle here is just asking, like,
He did this to Randy Orton, didn't he, in a previous episode?
He did this at ECW.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, give me a headlock. Stand. He was giving it a...
Is he busted Kurt already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Put in, like a nick on the forehead there.
I think it was the shots, the legitimate real shots, probably occurred. Look at him, Shane McMahon.
Friggin' intense. He's one of the best, though. He's up there with probably my, like, if I had my Mount Rushmore of, like, best technical wrestlers.
Yeah, look at that! Yeah, there's one thing that Bruce Pritchard talks about a lot on his show about Kurt Angle. Then his brother, Tom Pritchard, said, on day one, of Kurt Angle joining the Performance Center.
Yep.
He was attacking in the mat. He was gut-wrench suplex. Kurt Angle's eye is starting to welt right up now. And he's getting blood in the eye. You can tell that really hurts him. Oh, he wiped it off, thank goodness. Shane against the... stops.
It's a good matchup.
Over the head suplex. Oh, Shane got some air on that one.
They really spell it a belly. Hey, look at that. I wonder what it was. It must have been a headbutt or something.
No, I believe it was when Kurt was holding... Shane was holding Kurt's foot.
Yeah.
And he looks like there were some legitimate jabs into the face. Yeah. Oh, over the head. God.
Still up there with Scott Steiner. One of the best release suplexes. Over the top release.
Yep.
Set Stevens free. Rightio.
Yeah. Right. Okay, sure.
Oh, look at their forearms too.
Yeah, this hurts. This would hurt.
Jesus.
I'm not going to pretend like I don't know, guys, because I don't know shit. But, yeah. Al, how was your day? I took some forearms to the face.
Did you?
Yeah.
You look all right.
Yeah, you look all right. Yeah, you're hardcore. Now, you're a hard boy, aren't you? No, now he's just throwing him around. Yeah,
just wrestling him.
Just, this is what they do. Yeah. Look at that. What they do at wrestling school. Also, here, guys, mind you, commentating at this time with us on the mics, JR and Paul Heyman.
Yeah. Because he only debuted about four months earlier.
Just before WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was post No Way Out, after King left.
Yeah, King had to go away.
Hmm.
Took his lady.
Yeah.
Took his ball and went home.
Went over to WWA, Australia.
Yeah. And then to the XWF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he returned the night after Survivor Series 2000 in November.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Heyman. Vince reappointed him and they took Paul out and put King back.
The Attitude Era podcast, our boys over there in Europe.
Europa.
In Europe, they actually covered that episode. After the Survivor Series. A very, very, very
Do they do watch alongs or they just chat about the event itself?
They do, yeah, they chat. Oh! Yeah, that's one way to stop it.
Yeah, you're kicking the rib.
Yeah. You want to stop being, made to feel like a bitch over at Kurt Angle.
These uppercuts.
Yeah. Shane's just fallen on street fighting. Because he's from the mean streets of Greenwich, Connecticut.
So,
what's up, man? I got my posse.
We're going for a German, but they just made it a more
belly. No, I think looking at Shane, he's counting that. He's not like, I'm not going on.
Here we go. This is a good counter. Watch this. Makes him loop around.
Get out and very over nice. Through the middle ropes and onto the outside.
You can definitely reckon in preparation for this, they would have done a lot of prep together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, doing some different things, how to wrestle. Tom would have helped a lot, Pritchard, around the development of the match, but
it's
very nice.
Table for three.
Yep.
They had Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, and Shane McMahon.
That's
right. And they talked about this on the show.
Didn't they mention TNA then in that one, too? That's about TNA when they wrestled there. And
yep.
Whoop. What the?
That was using the... he was using his body there.
He went like that, like forearms.
Yeah, like...
If that was AJ, he would have done a backflip, grab your neck, reverse DDT.
Yep, but again...
Look out, King.
It was a simple time back then.
Look out.
Over the commentary. Yeah, JR, get down. Yeah, get away. Referee.
Leaping clothesline in between...
Paul Heyman and JR.
Very nice.
Yeah, they talked about this... They talked about this match on Table of Three, and they also talked to Shane and AJ with their match at WrestleMania also too.
Oh, yes.
I love that. Paul Heyman actually ducked and covered. He covered his body, covered his head. No! Oh, we got a kendo stick.
Weapons time.
We got a kendo stick. And why was the kendo stick so popular? Thomas, do you remember?
Was I Sandman?
Well, it was part of ECW, but what was one of the reasons why they brought it down?
I don't know why.
There was a kid over in... He went over to Indonesia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
His punishment was
taking... A caning.
It's already broken.
Snapping. Yeah. Well, over there, they still do a lot of traditional punishments, but it's more of they use traditional methods around punishments around,
You would effing learn, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Are you going to do 20
lashes or something like that?
Yeah, you're going to do some spray painting on an old monument? Sure, no problem. Cane... Not sword, cane.
What, rope you up and cane your back? It's terrible.
But talk about your weekends.
Oh, shut up. Leave me alone.
And tie me up and hit me with a cane. I'll wear my cane mask. I'll wear my mask from the Axe and Smash. Demolition!
All right, you going to have a turn?
Banana.
That's my word.
You said it wrong. What?
I ain't stopping because you didn't say it right.
You didn't say it right. You didn't say it. Lights on, lights off. Lights on, lights off. I'm sorry.
Alan.
Yes? Hello?
What's up? Hey, guys.
Tom, we need to record the podcast. What's going on here?
Leopard skin shirt, Al. My guy. Hey. I'm talking there.
Yeah, put it in the spot.
Sorry about that.
You're right. You want to hear Charlie?
I didn't really mean just make it.
I didn't know. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to fuck you up later.
What's that?
Who was that?
Yeah, you're going to die.
Do you like glass? Yeah.
Glassy wassy.
Yeah, yeah. Glass. Look at that. He's got
half Nelson.
Half Nelson and punching him in the back of the head.
Oh, steps.
Not as to the massive extremes and the silliness of the match we just saw previously before, guys.
Yeah.
Of the barbed wire death match between
that was Cactus just a fun because everything was already accessible. With this, it's like if they want to use the weapons,
Hollywood, Hollywood singers. Yeah. Hey. What X, you got to say?
The only X square, circle, triangle, and your low rider so jumping up and down.
Den.
So good.
Yes, guys. That is GTA. A reference to GTA. San Andreas.
Oh, so good.
Was this during at that time? When did that game come
out? San Andreas. I wouldn't think it was that far away.
Hey. Yep.
I'm gonna say 2006.
I'm gonna say 2001. I thought it was near
2004.
Oh.
Yeah. So look at that. Watch this. Oh. Hits him down. Tries it again. Bridges up.
Look at that. That is strength in Kurt Angle's neck.
It's pretty. But there's the shot here. You can tell this would really hurt here. Watch this one.
Yeah. Watch this one. Elbow.
Put your neck. It's just. Stuck
again, Kurt Angle's got he's got concrete in his neck, I believe.
I watched a match a few weeks ago, one of his TNA shows when he was there, and he just looked like you could tell his neck wasn't good.
Yeah,
and he's taken some moves, and it's like you could tell he's in full grimace. Like,
yep.
this is actually hurting him to wrestle.
Yeah,
like why are you doing this, Kurt? You need to get out of there.
Well, it looks like we possibly could be seeing Kurt's last match coming up.
Yeah. At WrestleMania?
At WrestleMania. Who's it going to be? Well, it'll probably be Corbin, because they've got nothing else doing with him.
I heard the big rumour is Cena.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I've heard. Yeah. The guy that Cena come into was against Kurt.
Ruthless aggression!
And there's talks that Cena also wants to have one last match, but they won't bill it as Cena's last match.
No.
What did someone on Twitter say? It makes it, go full circle, bring Jason Jordan in. Father versus son. And then he can take on, you know, he can be his own big star after Kurt goes.
Who said that?
I don't know. I just saw it on. I would like I just to skim through and saw.
I'd like to find out who that is and name shame them.
They just put on.
Go to their find out their address. Go to their house and throw dog shit at their door.
Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
No. Nah. I don't think he's cleared at all. He can't compete for a while. I don't think so. He's
or Enziguri into
wrong
a,
leg though.
A very shitty
ankle lock.
Ankle lock. Mm.
Yeah, should have been.
Kick in the head.
Yeah.
That's why Kurt is a wrestling machine.
Wow. It's one of the best. I've seen him in so many matches, all different companies.
Yep.
I've
only seen him wrestle down here once.
What was that for?
We did at the Global Warning Tour.
Warning, yeah.
And Test.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was Raw versus SmackDown then, too.
Yep. Oh.
Look at that.
Oh! Like the Tornado DDT.
That was the Rock Solid finisher when he first debuted.
Yep. Rocky Maivia. Yeah.
Hmm.
Die, Rocky, die.
That's...
He's a blue tripper.
See, Roman never got that. Die, Roman, die.
Yeah, it was more fuck Roman.
Yeah, F you, Roman.
F you, Roman. What are you? How old are you?
Look at, shut up.
Oh, we've got the Scorpion Deathlock.
Sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter.
Do it. Push down.
And fall down.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Oh, we've just turned into it. Get up.
You'll get it. Yeah. There we go.
No, we're tired, guys. We're tired. We've been beating the shit out of each other. And I would like to imagine they were legitimately beating the shit out of each other, like hurting them.
We want you guys to make it a real shoot.
We want a real thing.
Just don't kill. Just a couple of good shots in.
Yep.
Oh, with his Nikes on there, Shane.
He's always got good kicks.
So Miz and Shane coming up, eh? But I think this is 18 years ago and Shane's still going. Took some time off, but back there again against the Miz happening, WrestleMania in only a couple of weeks' time, guys.
Oh, he's got the kendo stick. Kurt Angle powers out. And Kane Shane on the coccyx. Between the back and the... Grow up. I say coccyx.
He said those first three letters. That's a rude one.
He said oxic. Cock.
He said,
delete you.
He said a potential rude word.
Yeah, fuck off. What?
Rude word.
How old are you? Fucking no.
Rude word. So good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support out there.
Yeah, and thanks, guys, for listening. Moron.
Oh.
Remember, guys, this is not broadcast. This is Oh My God, okay?
Yeah, the same.
Yeah. Kyoto. Yeah, Kyoto got pain in the leg. He got too close. He's like, oh, shit, my leg.
On the patella of the knee drops down. I can't do it.
Oh, okay. But he's still going today, too.
Here we go. Over the top. This is the clothesline, I think.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Oh, shimmy. Boom. Whoa.
You go down. 1, 2, 3.
That's a punch when you fall after you do it. That's a sell.
Yeah, it's a sell.
I'm going to punch you so hard.
Look at that. See that kid? He's like...
Got him in the thigh.
You fucking arseholes. I hate you. That really hurt. Kurt? Yeah.
And it would have been... I think it was the end of the kendo stick. They were the smack the side the of the thigh. The
little pointy bit.
Oh, sorry guys about that. Sorry.
Sorry. One. The count of one. Count of two, sorry. He always got so passionate when he was counting. One. Two. Here we go. Up. Up and at them. Up and at them. Come on. Get up, Shane.
And to think like the types can. Of wars that Shane's had in the past. What, he's Steve Blackman, hardcore championship match at SummerSlam 2000.
Yeah, Shane just likes to jump off shit.
The war against his dad at that year's, WrestleMania, that year, 2001.
Yep.
What else he had a crazy one against?
He and The Undertaker.
Big Show and him at Judgment Day 2000.
Yep.
Undertaker, Hell in the Cell.
Kevin Owens. Oh,
was it Kane?
Kane.
Ambulance at a Survivor's shocking.
I'm going to shock you on the boys.
Tombstone Linda. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, who everyone wants to do that.
What?
Just flip her upside down. Blah, blah, blah.
Alan.
What's wrong?
You haven't done the tombstone yet. Yeah, I will.
It's coming. It's coming. Alan. It happened.
Then tombstone. That's terrible.
Do the Undertaker right.
Are you gonna do British Bulldog song then?
No.
Here we go. Shooting star press. Up he goes. Up goes Shane.
Up and at them.
Caught it completely. Nothing but torso. Look at the fans all standing up.
Yeah, baby. I'm all right.
I'm okay.
I'm all right.
Oh, wow.
You all right? Yeah, I'm fine.
What's the Shane spot we're going to get at Mania, I reckon? Shooting star? You can try and do a shooting star.
He's probably going to do all the stuff that he does every time.
The Van Terminator.
The Shaminator. My finish, I reckon, will be
Miz doing the skull crushing finale off the second rope.
Yeah.
He'll kind of pull up, knock him down there. I don't like Miz as a face, though.
Me either. I don't like it.
He's better on the mic as a heel.
Yeah.
But he just gets natural heat. Natural heat.
Well, is he meant to be taking time off now after the match?
Well, yeah, his wife's... Well, she's still got a couple more months, though.
My wrist.
Yeah, his wrist has gone on. He's going to take a break and...
No, I'll use my Maurice on my wrist.
Oh, wow, look at that.
My wrist. Shut up.
Former Divas champion, up and over. You are eliminated.
Okay, then.
Oh.
I don't know his feet there, but it looked like they would... You know, it's no Shawn Michaels...
No, this is where it gets turned up a notch, guys, as they make their way up the entrance
ramp. Yeah, we're getting round up. This is like we're on it. During that time here in the ring, we're on about a 7. We're about to go to 11.
Yeah.
That wasn't a plug for a 7-Eleven thing, yeah, guys. But if any people from 7-Eleven want to give us a show, oh my God, find us.
That's the broadcast.
No, man. It's not broadcast.
Well, how do they contact us then?
Make a Twitter.
I'm not making another Twitter. No.
It'll be another pie for you.
Another pie.
Another finger for another pie.
Okay. Who am I today?
Put on my hat. When I broadcast, I wear a baseball cap. Well, here we go. Now, this is where Kurt Angle broke his tailbone.
Here we go.
Right there. Oh, my back.
Grabs it straight away, too.
Yeah, fucking hell, I hate my life. Look at that. That is...
Yeah.
Broke his tailbone.
I remember Jeff Hardy did that at the WrestleMania, when he did the Swanton.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 17. Broke his both ankles, too.
Yeah.
Landing.
It's fucking nuts.
Nothing but feet that hit the ground.
Yep.
Because his torso and head hit the table with Bubba, but his legs hit the
Bubba. Ground. With Bubba. Hey, Bubba. It's Bubba. Bubba glue.
I can't get up yet. My back is really sore.
Yeah.
My back is really sore.
It's unbelievable, Kurt Angle. Just still standing, taking it very slow. Oh, slaps in the face by Kurt Angle. Arms by Kurt Angle. Oh, another jab in the chin.
Jumping leap.
Smacking him around. So here we go. So we're coming up to the glass spots coming up here. Oh, oh, into the
structure. It's a massive electric chair, eh?
Yep.
What do you guys want? I want an electric chair. How big?
Isn't the King Ren meant to be something special about, you know, becoming king? No, we want to talk about an electrical chair, about someone dying.
We want you to get on top of the chair so they're going to stand up to get their coronation.
Oh, shit.
I'm not laughing at that because he's in pain.
No, I don't want to laugh at that either because he's...
He's stiffened up a bit now.
Because if you go back and listen to some of the old...
He looks...
Don't try this at home.
Mm.
Yeah, this is...
Here we go. This is the first attempt. Right. You ready? Yep.
Yep. Here we go. Smash! Oh,
far out.
So, the reason why he didn't go through that proper there moment, I think you've all read this online, guys. You've all heard on Something to Wrestle With also, too. That's not proper glass. That's not sugar glass.
Mm.
That's proper plastic because the people who set up the structure that afternoon, that morning, were afraid of the pyro. And when the pyro goes off during the night, for me, different wrestlers, there was a reasons why they thought the pyro go off, they would shatter. And there we go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they thought it would blow up if it was candied.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is not candy glass. This is very much like...
This is CZW style.
Yeah, man. Look at that. That's real. That's real Kurt's glass back now.
And shoulders bleeding.
He's already cut in the face.
Far out.
Yep. But if you go back and listen to some of the old ones, don't try this at home.
Shows that first belly-to-belly.
Well, the actual suplex, and Kurt Angle speaks over that part. I broke my tailbone. Here we go, guys.
Look at this.
Goes through the glass.
So clean. So clean. Feet just go straight through, bang.
Yeah.
Far out.
But if you look at what they're wearing, Kurt Angle is wearing
wrestling attire, yeah.
This is the fucked up one. Watch this again. He falls on him. He fell on his head there.
Mm, he's talking to him now.
You right?
Because we can't hear this. Like, the audience can't hear it.
Watch that.
That's why, you know, Kyoto's right in there.
Yeah,
cover, smear on the logo.
Yeah, cover. Just make sure don't get the conversation.
But it's why, because look at the space that they're stuck between. They don't have a lot of space to get a run-up to do the suplex within this one.
Nah. I would imagine Vince is... And so also like, too.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Here we go. Try it one more.
Vince is in the... Also...
Because see, he hasn't got a run up.
Yeah.
To do it.
Kyoto is telling Kurt Angle to like, hurry the fuck up. I've got Vince in my ear, telling me off. Okay, I'm gonna die if I don't get you guys back in the ring.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Through the glass.
Jesus. Kurt just throws Shane through it.
It would be amazing to be in the arena that night just to watch all this crazy shit. This is ridiculous. But again, going back to what they're wearing, Kurt Angle's got wrestling attire on, so he's bare flesh.
Yeah,
here we go through.
Well, Shane's got an undertop and the shirt on, and track pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch this camera shot. This is amazing. Watch the slide
through the oak
and slides.
Hello,
Jesus.
Yeah, you can't pin him here.
Yeah, it's not a hardcore match.
Oh, God damn it! Why? Can I just pin him here?
Look at this blood on the wall. Look there.
Yeah.
You could just imagine them backstage after this match, just sitting in a shower, just washing the glass off. Kurt's getting back would have been up. Frozen stiff.
If you're doing this, did you see that? Did you see what Kurt, Mike Chioda did? He's in pain too. Yeah, I don't want to laugh at that either. Yeah. But he's actually holding his hand. Look, he's going to hold his hand. You with me? Yeah.
Yeah, squeeze my hand.
Yeah, because that's when you know they're... because I would imagine, what's his name? Kurt Angle...
Yeah, you can tell he's hurt. Yeah. Kurt is really hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. Shane's out. He's got like a concussion right there for being dropped on his head. Not once, not twice, but three fucking times.
Yeah, Kurt, tell him, get him back in the ring. Got to get him back in the ring. He's trying to show Shane, if you can't go, that's Shane, just stop. We won't do
I'll
it.
I'll pick you up, buddy.
Look at the Kurt's arms.
Yeah, I would
shoulders.
Imagine. Can you imagine how much shit the person who did the glass would have done? It's like the Undertaker we saw back when we did Elimination Chamber.
Oh yeah, 2010.
With the fellow who, the pyro guy, who set the Undertaker on fire.
Yeah, because he stood right on it.
Yeah.
Boom. Like his old jacket went on fire. His hair got burnt.
He got burnt.
Torso.
And then you just look, I would imagine the dude who got his ass chewed out.
Yeah. He got fired straight away. Jericho talks about it in an interview.
No, and also here too. The guy, you nearly killed the boss's son. This guy here, this moment, Shane, was the heir of the McMahon.
Well, so there was three, if you think of it, like he went through the glass twice, but there were three bunged up spots where he landed on his head.
Yeah.
Once on the outside, two from the inside.
Yeah, I would imagine so straight after
concussion's the first one, and then he's just still kind of rugged around. And,
And you would imagine back here at the end of this match, they become best of buds. This is how you become like...
Yeah.
And look at that, he's bleeding in
the ring. Example, Terry and Mick. You know, they were mates already before that, but that would have brought him pretty close.
Yeah. I'm going to and he kicks out.
Even a lot of the ZZW stuff, like the guys that put their body through terrible shit.
Mm.
You know, you have to be mates to go through it and even after it.
Yeah.
So he kicked out of the first pinfall attempt.
Look at the arm. He's got still got glass in his arm.
That's what I was saying, that first shower. It's got to all get washed out and especially tacks and things like that.
Yeah. That would be the most fucked up thing if they did that in this match too.
Tacks.
Yeah, they got some tacks out. I'm like, why? You
slam onto tacks.
Why would you do that?
And talking about tax, Abyss actually retired in Australia. His last match, because he's now with WWE.
Yeah, that's
Chris
Park,
he's him and Hurricane. Hurricane and Chris Parks, Shane Helms both signed with WWE now. And Robbie E as well.
Yep.
He's now in development in the Performance Center. But there was World Series Wrestling, did a show in Melbourne and Sydney this past 7 days with Joey Ryan. Lots of different stars, and Abyss retired down here, had his last match.
Angle slam!
Wow, good job. Angle slam there by Shane McMahon. I think he's waking back up now.
Yeah, this is that time to get a bit of a break. Look at the eyes, you can see he's a...
And see, it looks like Kurt's bleeding on his forehead's just stopped now.
Yeah.
Like he's had enough.
But don't worry, it's contracted to his arm.
Yeah.
And his legs, and his back.
It's like when a boxer gets had the Vaseline put on to stop it all, but Kurt's is all stopped now.
Yep, definitely.
Still, the trash can that has been unused.
Yeah, you can see the crowd. It's just silence.
Mm. Well, what would you say this was appealing to, this match? What, the male 18 to 35?
Big time, but it was just... But if you look at some of the people in the front there, too, are just like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this very much. Yeah. Well, but I think it was just, again, proving the point that, you know, if Shane McMahon wanted to fight Kurt Angle in a street fight, Kurt Angle has an extremely mean spot.
Mm.
He has a real spot where he can just, like, tear your head off.
And that's the thing, I was watching this doco. They're talking about, you know, guys who do wrestling, amateur wrestling. They have a different code in their head because they have to go through weight cutting, the amount of stress on the body, you know, getting injuries. Then they have a high tolerable level of taking, you know, abuse.
Yeah.
So when they get out there, it's like, oh, the adrenaline just gets in. Watch the board shot.
Here comes the board shot.
Boom.
Like, this board does not have any type of
Jesus, no barbed wire.
No barbed wire.
This was a great spot. Like, whoever put this in when they did this in their match and worked out, hey, this is the ending spot. Fantastic ending. Because, you know, how else would have Kurt done this without having access to the board?
I would imagine these two probably didn't say a lot to Vince at the time and went, you know what, we're just going to go out there and have fun.
He just yanks him up.
Here comes the money.
Look at this. Look at the height.
And what's the...
Wow.
The flashing of lights. That's the flashing of cameras. And the crowd's just going crazy over it.
That's something we miss. We don't get a lot now, too. Yeah. Look at the eye.
Everyone's got their own cell phones. Wow. And you turn that flash off because you don't want to get caught. Right, Tom?
Look at the crowd.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. Well, I've learnt, yes.
Yes. I learnt a long time ago. Yeah. I turn off my flash.
Not the best photo, though, but, you know, still a photo.
Hey. You taking a photo?
One,
no.
Two... Three.
And
wow.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
What a war.
Look, and get off. Okay, sure, no problem. I'll use the other arm. Yeah.
Well, Shane put it all on the line.
Oh my God.
He started off well with the jabs and the strikes, but it was just the...
Having a chat there, those two.
Yeah, thank you, buddy, thanks.
Yeah, I hate you. I can hate you too. Let's go find that guy with the sugar glass and shove it up his ass.
Where is he?
Yo, come here, you bud. Look at that. Squeeze in the hand. You live? You live with me?
With the eye still flickering.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shaming, man. Yeah,
you
Jesus.
Need to go see a doctor, get your head checked, boy.
Mm.
Fantastic match.
They've never really come out with the injuries that Shane have ever sustained before. Like, you know, we know about Kurt's neck, Kurt's back, Austin's knees. You know, we've never heard what Shane has ever picked up on from his injuries that he's ever gotten in the ring. Well, if he brings out the
book, we'll probably find out one day.
Yeah. Well, Kurt crazy matchup, guys.
Yeah, Kurt Angle's elsewhere in that one. You can do it. Yeah, well,
I won. What? Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Absolutely crazy.
Ah, fantastic, guys. Very, very good.
And I remember watching this with you and our brother Nathan. Nathan, all those years ago, 18 years ago at our house, thinking that we had no idea that this match would go this far.
No.
Like, street fights, yeah, we've seen Mick Foley like, and Triple H, but nothing like this.
Viewer's discretion.
Yeah.
Like, nothing came up on the beginning of the show like, this is rated M. It was rated M. But it wasn't... I see this match, this is an MA.
Mm.
This is pure violence. I wouldn't say it's
at the time, art. Like, a street fight would involve, you know, a chair spot, a table, maybe a kendo stick, but nothing like, you know, barbed wire or...
Glass.
Unless it was Mick or glass. Glass was a
glass was a big thing. It was like, dude, did you just put him through glass? That's glass. Crazy.
Look at that. His back would be killing him, too. Have to get a shot or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolute war. And definitely all around a good event, this one, actually. The whole King of the Ring. With, what, Austin and Benoit Jericho in the main event.
The only thing that there was the ending wasn't the best, because what Austin goes for a top rope.
A belly-to-back suplex.
Yeah, and then it fell wrong.
Yeah, Benoit flipped right over, hurt his neck.
And then ended up pinning him, and that's how it ended.
Mm.
And the crowd's just on their feet. They're all clapping these guys. They're cheering these guys on, giving them the mass respect that they definitely
jaw-dropping. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is so tight.
So, is the match happening yet, or
it's just when does the match start? when do I do the spot? When do I do the and let me just walk by myself.
That's eager. Yeah, give me a clap for that one. You're on your show. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm all right.
No,
wow. WCW goes to do the Sid
WCW
and then falls over.
Number one.
Well, there you go, guys. That was our IWA King of the Death match and our King of the Ring 2001 matches. What do you think, Al?
Good. It's a good start to have this new show already in the bank.
Yep. Oh, my God. Episode 1 be dropping very, very shortly, guys. So thank you for all your support in regards to the broadcast. Check us out on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and also on Podbean and on Twitter at The Broadcast. THEBROKAST. Also on Instagram at The Broadcast Podcast. Any comments out before we finish up?
Good show. Good show. I'm looking forward to our next Oh My God and our regular show that we'll be doing. So get ready to get more of us in your ears.
All right, guys. As we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. See you guys later.